that they're going to get from either bettering themselves or not.
And how much, though, do you put the blame on, for example, of college? It's a whole new atmosphere, because what's now the next thing? They're getting blown up on ESPN, all over social media. So, I mean, can we put the blame on us as the media for some of these issues?
Well, us being in the media, I mean, there's pros and cons too, right? But, of course, there is media out there that reports the real stuff, the truth of the matter. They will report what really matters, and they will report the solutions, where there are some media that only reports what pays.
Right.
And, you know, and I believe, and of course, I also have a Just Gorgeous TV where I'm launching a talk show. I want to put real issues, you know, real problems, and then provide the solutions to better people's lives. Now, in today's society, everything is revenue generated. And I believe this is where we have lost so much of our good, hardworking people, our good working, you know, content, and the things that are out there in the media. So can we really blame the media? Well, I would say yes and no, because it depends what you're putting out there. I mean, if you're going to put something negative out there, you need to also put the solution. What is the solution to that negativity? Now, if you're going to report on nothing but drama, like the Jerry Springer Show, because obviously it sells.
Yep.
It really does. But we need to think about people's lives here. And the media is absolutely important because, of course, we need to report what is and what isn't.
Right.
And there's only so much that we can do in that respect, per se. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That was extremely, extremely well put. I couldn't have said it better myself. So I see why you're doing the things that you do. You're really good at it. I got to give you props for that.
And I feel educated, man.
Right? And that'll probably be the first and only time you'll ever hear me compliment anyone or anything. But definitely, definitely kudos to you.
You're so awesome. Thank you, boys.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it. We are almost out of time, but before we head on out of here, Murray, did you have any last words before we head out? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, I definitely want to thank you both for having me on your show. I am absolutely honored. Your questions was absolutely amazing. And for your fans that are listening, if you want to look me up, you can actually find me at www.juzzgorgeous.com. That's J-U-Z-Z, gorgeous.com. Or you can Google Marie, not Maria, because you won't find her. Okay, you can Google Marie, that's M-A-R-I-E, my middle initial is F as in Frank, and the last name is Ale, A-L-E, it's, of course, I get called Ale, so Marie F. Ale, and I would be more than happy to assist or answer any questions. I do give out, you know, 30-minute complimentary consultation. I do coach on business and life, and then, of course, the fun side of life, I do have a Just Gorgeous TV, so if you'd like to be on my show, please inquire and apply, and let me know what you're interested in doing. And Becker, I might have you guys on my Just Gorgeous TV. How about that?
That's definitely happening. Like, duh. No, we'd love to do that. I appreciate the offer. We're definitely all in right now. You know, I've been on your show, Sirius. You know, you've been on our show right now. That's definitely the next step for us. This has been great. I'm actually, it's amazing. You know, before I let you go, Marie, it's amazing how social media is nowadays, because it was literally, I would not have had the pleasure of meeting Marie if it wasn't for social media. You know, I was just on Instagram, just looking up related hashtags to our show. And I looked up some radio hosts. That's things where I found Marie, and I just started randomly liking theirs. And then we got in contact with each other, and la-di-da-di-do, here we are today. So it's just, I'm thankful for the expansion of social media in today's era. As hurtful as it is for some people in the public spotlight in terms of their private lives being put on social media and being put on public platforms, it is a huge benefit, and it does accelerate a lot of processes in today's world in order to become successful and meeting great people like you, Maria. I mean, Marie, because Maria doesn't exist. Maria doesn't exist, so you can't talk about her.
All right, Becca. Yeah. All right now.
But definitely. But we definitely want to thank you, and we appreciate you for joining us today.
Pleasure having you.
Hopefully this isn't the last time. But
absolutely not. No, absolutely not. You definitely know how to get a hold of me, and I am very, very grateful to social media that you and I got to connect, and your whole entire audience, and with your awesome co-host there. Amazing questions, boys.
Thank you.
You know, maybe next time I'll have both of you on versus just Becker, and then you guys would be ready for Jerry.
Oh, I got Jerry. I'm ready for Jerry, man. He gave me his number. You know, he still hasn't gotten contact with me since you know, we exchanged numbers. But that's definitely happening now, and I'm definitely going to be prepared for him. I'm definitely going to say a lot more than what I said. I'm not going to let him cut me off.
I got your back.
I'm ready, man.
I got you, man.
There you go.
There you go.
We're going to take him on. That I'm going to put you on, boys, for next month, so I can have you guys just give it to him on the radio.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Great. Looking forward to it.
All right, guys.